You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
We are the Metal Geeks Podcast, and on this show, we have heavy metal, comic books, video games, movies, theme parks, and more.
Wait, comics?
Yep.
And movies?
Exactly.
Video games?
Yeah.
Metal?
Of course.
How does theme parks fit in this?
It just does. All of us Metal Geeks can be found at MetalGeeks.net.
At Metal Geeks for Twitter.
Metal Geeks on Instagram.
And Metal Geeks on the Facey Space. You can also find us on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Metal Geeks.
Welcome again to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am your host, The Monster, and I'm recording this again in my backyard. So if you hear all the birds tweeting, not tweeting like on Twitter, but it's morning. It's early Sunday morning, and I'm going to have to go to work in about a half hour. So, lucky me that I have an extra long week to look forward to. Hence why I'm doing this. In any case, because we're close to Halloween, I wanted to do kind of a Halloween-ish big three news items. So, it's kind of related in some respects. But before I even get started, I want to talk about a couple of quick tidbit news. One, I'm kind of disappointed that the Xbox Kinect, which I really, really liked when I had the 360, is no longer going to be made. There is no further support. Basically, it's dead. So, it is, unfortunately, an experiment that didn't go anywhere, unfortunately. I liked to be able to control the Xbox with my hand gestures, and when I was to play whatever Kinect games, I thought there was a lot more interactivity and physical activity, actually, when you're playing the video games themselves and you're up and about and moving around, and it's a little bit more interactive than being really passive with just the controller in your hand. So I'm really sad that that has gone away, but unfortunately, that's the way business goes. You try to do something different from your competition, like the PlayStation Move, in which you had those stupid little controllers with those globes on top, which is god-awful. So I would rather have this, the Kinect, rather than those the PlayStation Move controllers. So, oh well. So on... So we do have some more casting news. Finally, we have some casting news about Shazam. So we do know back in, I think, 2014, that we knew that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to be playing Black Adam. But we didn't know when this was going to happen, let alone who was going to play Shazam / Captain Marvel. Now we do. And I'm like, I like this actor a lot. If you've watched Chuck, if you watched the god-awful last season, the official last season of Heroes, he was in that too. So we're talking about Zachary Levi. So, again, I'm not questioning about the casting. I'm just questioning about him looking or acting like the role of Shazam / Captain Marvel. Him being an older person, he's not going to be playing Billy Batson like the 13-year-old boy, right? So he has to be playing Captain Marvel. Well, if you know Captain Marvel you know that character is muscular and it's super strong, a la Superman, a la Black Adam. Zachary doesn't have any of that physical characteristics, so we shall see how that plays. But in my head, I'm like, oh, is he playing the role of Mr. Mentor from the Shazam TV series? That was the mentor, literally, to Billy Batson. No, that's not going to happen. He's actually playing Shazam. So, we'll see. You know, people, if you remember back when Michael Keaton was announced that he's going to be playing Batman, people lost their minds back then before we had the internet. So, we'll see how it all plays out. But at least we got some movement now. And we're looking, I think, 2019-ish to kind of get this movie finally up and running. So, happy about that. Although, there is no news about Black Adam being, there was talk about that being like kind of a crossover, but now it doesn't seem to be the case, so I don't know. But it's still before 2020, before Dwayne The Rock Johnson goes and becomes our next president, so we'll leave it at that. So, the big three news items I'm going to be talking about is a possible Shaun of the Dead sequel. I will also talk about couple of episodes of Stranger Things 2, in which I watched this past weekend. And oddly enough, in the second episode, there was a brief little scene about the costumes pretending to be Ghostbusters, which leads into the next topic. And this is something that's a little bit more heavier in tone, but basically, because everyone's going to get dressed up in Halloween costumes, when is it appropriate or not appropriate to kind of wear another culture's identity as a costume? So I'll talk about cultural appropriation versus Halloween costumes. So again, I'm trying to keep it light, but I think it does need to be brought up in light of what has been going on lately. All right, so if you are a fan of the Shaun of the Dead movie with Simon Pegg, in which Edgar Wright had directed, I don't know if this is going to be a viable option, but the idea was if they're going to do kind of a second movie to Shaun of the Dead, it would be kind of a retelling, an alternate retelling, but with vampires instead of zombies. So that could be an interesting premise. But honestly, I think the problem lies is that because really the pair really set out to do the trilogy of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and you had The World's End. And after that, that was pretty much going to be their kind of partnership up to that point. And I thought, that's fine. And they've gone to do other things. Simon Pegg's gone on to do Star Trek, and of course, Edgar Wright went on to do other projects, which unfortunately he didn't get to do Ant-Man, but his latest work, which I totally, totally love, is Baby Driver, in which it did extremely well in the box office, critical reviews, and of course, they want to have a sequel, so I don't see this happening at any time soon, but I think the problem lies that if you try to tap the well or try to have lightning in the bottle one more time, that you're going to then water down what. So to me, I would rather have those situations be like, oh, it would have been cool if they did this, but not really wanting to do that. Kind of like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I would have loved to have seen another Indiana Jones movie. Too bad they stopped at 3. But they're not. So again, we're getting episode 4, which already did, and episode 5, in which whenever that will happen. So it lessens the impact or the fond memories you have of the original movie and of that character. So I don't want to go tapping that well if that's what you want to do. It really hurts my memories, and I'm sure if you're out there, you're feeling something similar, you would understand that too. So I'm more about, sure, go ahead and collaborate on something new. Let's do that. But let's not go back into something that was highly regarded as fantastic. I don't want that to be, again, brought down because you thought, hey, let's do it again and again and again. No, I'd rather not. Hopefully this is something more than just talk, but, you know, stuff happens a lot more often than it should happen. All right, so let's move on to Stranger Things. So it's been well over a year since the release of Season 1. And being they came out on Friday, the Friday before Halloween, I didn't necessarily want to binge watch the whole damn thing. Because again, we've waited for such a long time for Season 2 to happen. So I'm going to be, you know, an episode here or there. I really want to stretch out as much as I can. So I'm not going to get too, I guess, spoilerish in the fact of, if you haven't seen it, I will be talking about something specific leading into the next topic, but it's nothing really that spoilerific that you should worry about. I will say this about what I'm taking away for the first two episodes. First episode is called Mad Max, and second episode is called Trick or Treat Freak. Looking at everyone's relationship, and it's interesting to look at how everyone's interacting with each other. The kids are all back, including Will, and they're interacting with each other. Eleven is back with Jim Hopper, the sheriff of the town, and he's taking care of her. And then the sheriff also has a relationship with Joyce, which is Will's mom. Everything kind of plays out interesting. The fact that I really started to care about these characters. And the leftover effects of what happened to Will does get kind of spilled out into the storyline. Nothing really dramatic as far as Will does have episodes, but nothing really, oh my God, moments, at least to me, nothing yet. But I'm enjoying their interactions. And I think that's what we can take away from all this, is that this is a cast that's really comfortable to be with each other. Even Dustin and Lucas find themselves in a new parameter with their friendship because of someone else that is coming into their group. So I find all of this very interesting, and it's more about, again, these characters and how they interact with each other. And as the story will progress, that's when you start to care about these people even more, because you've invested in their relationships. And that, to me, is probably one of the best things that I like about this, is the dynamics between all these characters. So, again, I'm not going to get into any more specific details, because nothing really has happened yet, except that it's a continuation. This is coming up on the year anniversary of Will's disappearance, and things are coming together, but nothing really major has happened yet. I'm going to go into the next part here, because, again, I got to go to work soon. But there's a scene in which I'm going to play the audio clip, which highlights the next topic, which I'm going to give a listen.
Who are you going
to
call?
Ghostbusters!
Stringler!
Eagle!
Vinkman!
Yeah!
Oh.
What?
Why are you Vinkman?
Because I'm Vinkman.
No, I'm Vinkman.
Why can't there just be two Vinkmans?
Because there's only one Vinkman in real life. We planned this months ago. I'm Vinkman, Dustin Stans, you're Egon, and you're Winston.
I specifically didn't agree to Winston.
Yes, you did.
I don't think he did. No one wants to be Winston, man.
What's wrong with Winston?
What's wrong with Winston? He joined the team super late. He's not funny, and he's not even a scientist.
Yeah, but he's so cool.
If he's cool, then you be Winston. What?
I can't.
Why not?
Because
you're not black?
I didn't say that.
You thought it.
All right, so the reason why I brought up that clip, I wanted to highlight that underlying discussion about race. Yeah, it's uncomfortable to talk about the fact that I can't play someone in a costume from a different race or a different color, or even maybe a different gender altogether, because it may not be appropriate. If you wanted to go back to a certain point in history, white people were doing blackface. Quite offensive to look back at that history, because you should not have to be reminded of that situation when someone else pretends to be someone that's like you but is not like you. But when we go into costumes, like if we go to Party City or whatever Halloween shops that are near you that just popped up, and they have those adult costumes like Native American princess or Asian American princess or whatever that is, you know, stereotypical ideas are put into that, and it can be very insensitive to those of that culture. I know that Halloween is a time to have just fun and pretend, but the issue really came to be in the past couple of years. Last year, there was a Moana bodysuit for Maui. Maui was played by Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. And it was a bodysuit that had tattoos on the arms and the body and the legs. And Disney sold this and was pulled off the market because people thought it was being insensitive. It was like, you can't wear someone's skin as a costume. And this year, something similar, in which a white girl wanted to be Moana. But the mom who was talking about why she didn't want her daughter to be Moana is because Moana is, I'm paraphrasing here, something to the fact that this is about real people and someone's culture. Whereas Elsa is fictional, but Moana is also fictional. The question is that because Polynesian culture is represented, is it appropriate for someone to get dressed up like that character? For me, there has to be a line in, not so much in the sand, but a line in which if you're a kid, you want to get dressed up as your favorite character, go dress up as your favorite character. I remember a boy, I think it was at Tate's or some other comic book gathering, in which he was the Black Panther, but it was a white kid. For all I know, is that he loved playing and being Black Panther. So is it inappropriate for that kid, that boy who happens to be white, not to play Black Panther? What if it was a girl? My kids get dressed up for Halloween. I've never had an issue. Whatever they wanted to get dressed up, that's what they get dressed up as. My daughter played Doctor Who, even with the fez for Matt Smith. She did Captain America. There's nothing wrong in that sense about gender, and there shouldn't be anything different about the color. Now, one of the cool things that I liked about Luke Cage was that his costume was very simple. So he has a yellow shirt, he wears a hoodie, he has a shaved head, he wears a goatee. Pretty much all I need to do is wear a hoodie and a yellow shirt, and of course I don't have the physical attributes of being that strong or, you know, that muscular. I could be, but as my wife pointed out, no one's going to know who you are. So I don't want to cross that line and start putting on makeup to make myself look like him. There's no need to do that. I think that's quite offensive. So I don't know how to feel about this when people cross that line and feel they have to put in their ideas, including blackface at some times, or putting on makeup to make themselves look like another culture. So having to deal with the whole cultural appropriation is that I've seen little girls dress up as geishas or little girls as Indians or whatever it is that they want to dress up as. Not once did I ever think about, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that. I mean, it was Halloween. I think us as adults have more of a bigger responsibility, but with that responsibility, we come with this hindrance to be correct and not to be offensive. But I think for the most part, as long as whoever they are pretending to be, the kids, they want to be as, to, you know, whatever that person is, a comic book character, a superhero, movie actor, whoever that may be, they're kids. Let them be. We as adults, on the other hand, have to be more mindful of the fact that if we go into the store, oh, I'm going to be, you know, someone from India. Or if I remember that I want to be a pimp and I wear those stupid costumes, short of putting on, you know, a darkening complexion, that'll be truly offensive. But apparently it's, you're okay to go ahead and do that. Halloween should never be about this. But in this day and age, unfortunately, it's become a bigger issue every year. And come November 1st, it will no longer be an issue until next year. So it really is, I really want to say it's up to the parents to teach their kids about cultural appropriation. But sometimes even the parents don't even know. How many times we saw people pick a costume and it was inappropriate? How about Prince William? At one point, he picked a Nazi costume. Or I forgot, there was one actress who wanted to portray someone from Orange Is the New Black and went in blackface with an orange jumpsuit. So again, sometimes people make lousy judgments when it comes to thinking what's okay that's inappropriate. So they're not going to beat this to death, but you get what I'm talking about with Halloween. It was never an issue growing up, but now it seems to be a bigger thing now. So, but, you know, those are my thoughts. I could be wrong, but hey, let me know what you think. You can always email me at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. And if you haven't guessed by now, this is not going to be the end of the podcast. So again, thank you very much for taking the time out to listen to me. But don't forget, you can follow me on the various social networks. Also, there are links in the show notes for my horror podcast that I did about 7 years ago. So I did one for the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, to 2000s, and my all-time top 10 favorite horror movies. So please give them a listen. I think you will love it if you're into horror movies like I am. And thank you for that. So please give a listen. Let me know your thoughts. So again, thank you for listening to me and to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. It's sci-fi from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.